For I am even now ready to be sacrificed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today we have the feast of Saint John of the Cross, and he was born in Spain in the year 1542. At 21 years of age, to satisfy his great and deep devotion to Mother of God, Virgin Mary, Saint John took the religious habit in the Carmelite order and took himself name John of Saint Matthias. And there was never any novice who gave greater proofs of obedience, humility, fervor, and love of the Sacred Cross. The zeal of Saint John, far from diminishing after his novitiate, continually increased. And when Saint Teresa of Avila established a reform in the Carmelite order, she called Saint John to establish the Brothers section of her reform, and so Saint John took as his new name John of the Cross. The rigors of his house, which he established, were so great that even Saint Teresa herself saw it necessary to prescribe the mitigation of their rule. And the most astonishing in the life of Saint John of the Cross is that the most extraordinary graces which he received in his life always came in form of crosses. God made Saint John to pass through the most severe trials in his life. He himself used to say, "To suffer for the sake of God is the true characteristic of his love, as we see in Christ and in the martyrs, and persecutions are the means to enter into the depth or attain to the knowledge of the mystery of the cross." Hearing Christ once say to him, "John, what recompense do you wish from your labors?" He answered, "Lord, I ask no other recompense than to suffer and be condemned for your love's sake." I'll tell you only one example from his life. In the Carmelites, there were two very distinguished fathers who, because of envy and malice, declared themselves sworn enemies of our saint. These two were very eminent speakers and found lots of people to support them. But Saint John saw that they were frequently breaking the rules of their own order and acted in a very bad manner. Saint John was at the time their superior, and he forbade them to preach and ordered them to stay in their convents. Instead of humble submission, these two now swore revenge. They regarded this simple disciplinary action of Saint John as an unjust and unreasonable prohibition to show off their zeal. So one of them ran over the whole province to come up accusations against Saint John, and then boasted that he had enough proofs to have him expelled from the order. The saint said nothing at all, except that he was ready to receive with joy any punishment due to him. And everybody at that time forsook Saint John. All were afraid of even being seen with him, and even burnt the letters which they had received from him, lest they might be involved in his disgrace. Saint John had no other comfort or refuge but prayer, and in prayer the countless consolations of the Holy Ghost rendered his sufferings sweet to bear. The storm of persecution ceased when the informations of his accusers were laid before the superiors. Even had all of them been true, they would have amounted to nothing which deserved any punishment. Dear children, Saint John is one of those sweet examples how a persecuted soul is made holy by contemplating the sweet burden which Christ carried for us. The sweetness of the divine love and peace which overflowed the soul of Saint John of the Cross all this time during persecutions filled him with true joy, which increased in proportion as he was more abandoned by men. His whole life was a continual piling up of crosses and privations. Saint John never received any favor from God which was not preceded by some great tribulation. And this is truly an ordinary routine of the sweet providence of God in regard to his servants. For the spirit of Christianity is the spirit of the cross. That's why afflictions are part of that portion of God which he has promised to his servants. God wraps all our afflictions together with the hundredfold of his consolations. His most holy and innocent Mother Mary bore a large share in all the sufferings of Jesus. His apostles and other most faithful servants, in proportion to the high degree in which they stood in sanctity, also drank from this cup of suffering. Therefore, children, if you have sorrows and difficulties in life, never think that you have been abandoned by God. Look at the sacred cross. Wasn't Jesus also abandoned by everyone? The religion of God is not piling up riches and treasures in this life, but by prayer and penance growing our portion in heaven. If God, in his goodness, chooses to discipline or even punish you occasionally, when you remember how Jesus was punished and abandoned at the cross, you know that he has chosen you, as he chose Saint John, to be purified already here on earth, so that you could fast proceed into heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.